Morning Watch, Living a Christian Life and Church Life Under the Government of God for the Economy of God. Week 6, Partakers of the Divine Nature and the Development of the Divine Life and the Divine Nature for a Rich Entrance into the Eternal Kingdom. Monday, Related Verses, John 1, verses 12 through 13. But as many as received him, to them he gave the authority to become children of God, to those who believe into his name, who were begotten not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. 2 Peter 1, verse 3. Seeing that his divine power has granted to us all things which relate to life and godliness, through the full knowledge of him who has called us by his own glory and virtue. John 4, verse 24. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truthfulness. 1 John 1, verses 1 through 2 and 5. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we beheld and our hands handled concerning the word of life. And the life was manifested, and we have seen and testify and report to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us. Verse 5. And this is the message which we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. 1 John 4, verse 8. He who does not love has not known God, because God is love. 1 John 5, verses 11 through 13. And this is the testimony that God gave to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life. I have written these things to you, that you may know that you have eternal life, to you who believe into the name of the Son of God. Related reading. The divine nature refers to what God is, that is, the riches, the elements, and the constituents of God's being. The divine nature, which mainly refers to the constitution of the divine life, the constitution of God, is constituted with spirit, love, and light. As the children of God, we are God-men, born of God, possessing the life and nature of God, and belonging to the species of God. At our regeneration, another nature was imparted into us. This is the nature of God, the divine nature. Because the divine nature is in the divine life with which we were born again has the divine nature within it. Whoever believes into the Son of God is born of God and has the right to become a child of God. Thus, a believer has the right to partake of, to enjoy, the nature of God. The greatest blessing in the universe is that we can partake of God's nature. We are partaking of the divine elements of God's being. If we would be partakers of the divine nature, we need to live by the divine life within, which is the divine nature. We live the divine life by God's promises. In order that we may enjoy all that he is, God will do many things for us according to his promises. Although we received the divine life at the time we believed, the divine nature must be continually enjoyed by us. Since we have the divine nature, we do not need outward regulations to adjust our hair, clothes, and behavior. Any adjustments that we make should be made according to the divine nature within. Every newborn child has a human nature. While little babies do not have any knowledge of outward regulations, they still have the human nature that regulates what they eat. You do not need to teach them about sweet and bitter because they have the human nature with its human taste. We Christians have the divine nature with the divine taste. We must live a life that matches the divine nature within us. Since we have the life of God, we also have the nature of God. The emphasis on life is on the capacity to live, and the emphasis on nature is on the inclination of our living. We desire to be heavenly because the nature of God, the inclination of God, is heavenly. We desire to be holy because God's nature and inclination are holy. We feel uneasy when we are proud, and we feel comfortable when we are humble, because this is the nature and inclination of God. We feel uneasy when we take advantage of others and very happy when we share with others, because this is God's nature and inclination. If we realize that the divine nature within us has a particular taste, we will see that it is easy to be freed from the world and not love sin and evil. God is in us not only as our life, but also as our nature. Within us, He is the capacity to live, and He has also become our taste in our living. His life and nature in us make it very easy for us not to love the world and to overcome sins and evil. The way to enlarge the sphere of the divine nature within us is to take the word of Christ not only by reading, but also by praying, singing, psalming, and thanking the Lord. If the word of Christ is to dwell in us richly, we need to open our entire being and exercise our spirit. Then the word of Christ will enter into us, stir us up, and become mingled with us, causing us to be one with the Lord in an actual and practical way. As a result, the sphere of the divine nature in us will be enlarged.